Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Okay.
I'm so excited. It is now time for another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, everyone? I am Robin Dixon. Thank you for joining us again.
Yes. And actually, thank you for joining us every week, because people are like, we've gotten so much great feedback from you guys and we totally appreciate it. I mean, you guys have blown us up on our social media feed saying that you love the podcast. You look forward to it every Monday. So thank you.
Absolutely. And the one thing that makes me so happy to hear, which was the goal of our podcast, was that people really felt like they're our friends, that they're in the room with us and we're just chit-chatting, girl talk. So thank you. I'm so happy that that has come across for you all.
Yep.
And we hope we can keep it up.
Yeah, we're going to keep it up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to keep it up.
Yes.
But yes, keep the love coming and we will return it.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so I'm so excited about this episode. First of all, we're going to get to a part of this episode called Have You Ever? Dun, dun, dun. We're going to get there, but in true Reasonably Shady fashion, we first need to discuss our Reasonably Shady moment of the week. Okay, can I go first?
What you got?
Okay, let's see. Let me tell y'all. I just went on vacation and this has been bothering me because I'm back home. Okay, y'all know that I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here and I do mingle.
Okay.
But you know, there's a bunch of single girls and I went on vacation with some married couples, and I'm gonna need for single girls to leave married men alone.
Oh, what happened?
I mean, I can't put anybody out there, but I'm just saying, I was tired of people telling me that it doesn't count if we're on international waters.
Huh?
Yes, it counts, okay? Cheating is cheating. I don't give a shit where you are, okay?
Wait, who, the married man said that?
Okay, no, these would be single girls, and they're making other single girls like me look bad.
Right.
Yeah, so single girls, stop being shady, clean up your act, leave these married men alone. We're gonna get to married men later on another podcast, but married men just need to be left alone by single girls.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And just because the man looking at you, that doesn't mean he wants you. Men love eye candy.
Yes.
They love to look and I don't mind.
Yes. And if I have a thong on and half of my booty is all sticking out, he gonna look. But that does not mean that we should be doing an oopsky scoopsky, or we should go into the bathroom and do the tango.
Nothing. You should be doing nothing.
Nothing.
So you're saying you were on this trip and some single girl was hitting on a married man.
Yes.
On the trip.
On the trip. And that's all I'm going to say. And what I'm going to say is that was a very shady moment. I do not subscribe to said behavior and I don't like it. So single girls, cut it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of single men out here.
Yes.
Plenty.
Yes. And married men, y'all need to act better. But that's a whole nother thing.
Oh, that's a whole nother topic. Yes. That's a whole nother episode. Okay.
That is my Reasonably Shady moment of the week. But outside of that, the trip was fabulous.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I was looking at your pictures and your stories, all jealous and stuff because I'm at home. But
yes, I mean, and to give these ladies a pass, it was the first time that most people have been out of the country since the pandemic. So we have been pent up for a year, right? But it does not give anybody the excuse to try to hit on married men. And everything counts. Whether you're in the United States or Istanbul or goddamn it in the backyard, it all counts.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that rule.
A single girl who's a hoe. Hoes, cut it out.
Or a married man doing something he's not supposed to do.
All right, what you got? What's your Reasonably Shady moment of the week?
Okay, so my shady moment, it happened a little while ago, but I'm still mad at it, goes to the damn deer that hit my car on 95.
So who was shady? The deer?
The deer. Yes, that thing. It walked out in the middle of the highway while we were driving 85 at 1 in the morning And it literally hit our car and caused our whole car, the whole front of our car, to just be all beat up. I had this big old bruise on my thigh. Mm. And thank God Juan was driving.
Yeah.
Because he knew, you know, and this is just a tip for anyone, if you didn't know, when you see a deer, hit that bitch. Right? Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't brake. Don't swerve. Just go. Just keep on going.
Why?
And hit that bitch. Like, hold on to the steering wheel really tight.
And hit it?
And hit that
Why
bitch.
Is that a tip? I don't think that's a tip,
it
Robin.
It is, because some people, or if you're driving really fast and you see something come in front of you, some people's reaction might be to, you know, try to avoid it and swerve.
Oh.
If you're going 85 on the highway, you're flipping over. And
True.
You're swerving.
True.
And you're flipping over.
True.
Okay. So the deer chose to walk into the middle of the highway, and we chose to hit that bitch.
Okay. And so the dead deer is shady. The
yes.
dead deer.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the 95 is for cars, not for deers.
Okay. All right. I give that just, to you.
Yeah, it's shady. Then we had, oh my gosh, then you got to pull off to the side of the road and get it towed. And we were driving to Philadelphia. We were still in Maryland. We had to catch an Uber. And this is a whole nother, that Uber driver's shady as hell too, because it stunk. That car stunk.
Let's talk about that. Uber drivers, get your cars clean. Damn it.
Oh,
I don't want to smell your feet.
I have never been in a funkier Uber than this one. But it's like at 1:30 at night. First of all, it took like 20 minutes to find an Uber driver to drive us to Philadelphia. Mm. Then it stunk. He was blasting the music. He was like...
Did you give him a bad review?
No, I gave him a tip. I'm so nice.
Aww.
You know, I did not give him a bad review, and I gave him a tip.
If I get into the Uber and it smells like tacos and bad feet, it's a problem.
Everything no hots. It was everything no hots.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that was intense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of, we were like a little shaken up too, because it is one of those what ifs. Like, what if we reacted and swerved? Like, it could be a different story. So,
True.
F you to the deer.
Yes.
Rest in peace wherever
and,
you are.
Yes. And hit the bitch is the tip.
Yes. Just hit the bitch. Just hit it. I'm sorry. I don't, PETA, the animal people are going to come after me. But
and me too.
Yes.
Okay.
But hit that bitch.
All right. Well, Robin, okay. There has been so much that has been happening in this world that we need to discuss. And when I say this world, I mean in Atlanta, Georgia, and Portia Williams. Okay. There's been so much happening. I feel like I'm in the middle of like Days of Our Lives or Young and the Restless. It's a whole lot of soap opera nonsense. So I would like to talk about some like current things that have been happening in this world.
Yes. And you know, it's hard. It's like certain things like we just have to talk about.
Yes.
And I know, you know, the whole story about Portia and Simon and Fallon has been out for a little while and we didn't really touch on it. But I got really, 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 really excited mm-hmm. when I saw the trailer for Fallon's interview. Okay. I was like, yes, because I was convinced that she had a gag order or that she had a non-disclosure agreement
right.
or she was paid to not talk.
Okay.
Because there was so much time had passed and all you heard was Portia and Simon.
Right.
You know, talking about their relationship. And you never heard, I'm sorry, if I was Fallon.
Yeah.
And I'm the wife that, you know, is going through a divorce that's not divorced yet. And I'm watching my husband on Instagram with his fiance.
Then you got something to say. If you Fallon, you got something to
oh,
say.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm dropping subliminals. I'm mad. I'm mad as hell. And I'm spreading the business and I'm talking and I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
So,
but go ahead.
So because she hadn't said anything, I was like, oh, he must have paid her to be quiet.
Mm.
Right?
That's what I thought too. Okay. Disclaimer. First of all, I love Portia. Y'all know that. So, you know, I'm just going to say that. Okay. Now, let's talk about Fallon.
But can we talk about, okay. See, this is the hard part about being like, who we are and on the platform that we are.
Yes.
It's like, yes, I know you know Portia. I know you like her and all that. But like, can we just like take away the names? Like, let's just say like person A, person B, person C, right? Like, now can you tell me how you feel about person A and person B?
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Like,
okay.
just because you like her and that's your friend.
I understand. Okay. Let me skip the Portia Simon portion of this.
Okay.
Okay. Because Fallon is doing an interview with an interview person who we've never seen or heard of before. Okay.
Right. That was kind of random.
It's very random. never seen this person before, but it's okay. Hopefully they can ask straight questions. Okay. Right. Now, I have decided that the little information that I do know, it seems as if Fallon was cheating, correct?
I don't know. I mean, that's what the person B, who is the messy man, that like, why are you always talking on Instagram? Like this, these men that are like telling all the business on Instagram, that's a little foreign to me.
Yes.
So according to
him, yes,
you know, she was doing something, but yes. Like,
okay, but we know who this person is that supposedly she was cheating with. He's been, hopefully we can, what is his name? Do we know his name? Carly over here in the corner.
The Instagram Jalen something.
Let's say his name is Jay.
It's supposed, okay, they went on a trip together.
Yeah, okay, they went on a trip.
It's all types of funky business.
They all three went on a trip at some point when they were married, Fallon was married to Simon. But now all of a sudden you are having sex with this dude.
But so, do you know that this is true?
I don't know it's true, but if it is true, this man has a very large penis. I'm convinced. Because Fallon.
Which one? The one she cheated with?
The one she cheated with. I'm
sorry, he was cute.
I don't know if he has a large penis. I am convinced he has one.
No.
Because you cheated on your husband, on your private plane, on your Rolls Royce, and on your Bentley. You cheated on all of that for this penis.
But money doesn't buy happiness. We all know that, right? But in the clip, Fallon was like, I love hard, which made me feel like.
Yeah, on that hard penis she was jumping on. I'm convinced that little bull on the side got a big one. I'm convinced.
Okay, fine. These are two separate stories, right? We got the supposed wife cheating, and then we got the husband getting with the wife's supposed friend. Like, this is just too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot of Young and the Restless in Days of Our Lives. I'm just going to say that Fallon, I hope it all works out for you. And Portia, I want it to work out for you as well. I want it to work out for everybody.
Of course. I mean, we want happiness and world peace. Like, who doesn't want that?
Yes.
Right.
But Fallon, I feel like you left Simon for a broke man with a big dick. That's how I feel.
We need to see if this is true. We need to see if it's true.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But does that, but still, even, I just feel like that does not make what's going on with Simon and Portia okay either.
No, it does not. It does not.
Like, so we're saying like Simon is with Portia for revenge against Fallon? Like, is that what's happening? But see, okay, so the interview is dropping today. So we haven't heard Fallon's interview yet.
No, we have not heard that. So
we don't know what she's saying. I'm just saying I am so excited that we're going to hear something out of her mouth.
Yes. I'm excited and I'm here for it and I want to listen. And we will discuss how we feel about it after we hear it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm kind of mad that I'm not the interviewer.
Because you would have better questions.
Oh, yeah. I already know I'm going to have follow-up questions.
Give me two questions you would ask.
Okay. So the first question is going to be like, so did you cheat on Simon? And she's going to be like, Simon, I love Simon. I'm like, you're not answering the question. What is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people just let them get off when they, like, dance around the question.
Now, I have a feeling that this interviewer who we've never heard of before is going to ask the hard questions.
He's going to ask everything?
Yes, because he's got his neck on the line.
But then you have to ask, okay, if we've never heard of the guy or the platform, you know, maybe there is some sort of like, okay, Fallon is telling him what he can ask.
Okay.
And, you know, how far he can go and how much she's going to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she probably is controlling this a little bit.
I'm here for it, though. I'm here for it. Oh, I'm here for the Young and the Restless.
Me too.
This is a soap opera.
I'm just glad to know she wasn't paid off to not talk.
All right. We've got to move on. Okay. Because, you know, yes, we've discussed Portia kind of, but there's another housewife who has been in the mainstream media, and when I say mainstream, not Bravo, Erica Jane.
Yes. Ooh, I can't wait to watch this unfold too.
Robin is today being very shady. Okay, so I did not know until it was announced that there is, so this is what I don't understand, Robin. Is ABC doing their investigative reporting, or has Erica gone to them and said, hey, I want to tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but it, so they, you know, she's also participating in this interview. What's happening here?
Okay, so when I saw this trailer on ABC, it was like, coming up soon, the story about the rich housewife and the rich husband and blah, blah, blah. And it's like all these people that are all the people who are talking, they're not Erica or her husband.
Okay, so this is ABC's investigation.
Yes.
Okay, because yes. it is entitled The Housewife and the Hustler.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I am under the impression that when this interview was announced, or this segment or this story that ABC is doing was announced, it probably was a shock to Erica.
Oh.
You know?
Yes.
So, but I'm so excited to watch this because, like, stories like this are so intriguing to me.
Why?
Well, you have someone who, first of all, I can kind of relate on, like, a very small level, but you have, you know, someone who was uber rich,
mm-hmm.
and now we're like, not only are we going to see it play out on camera, like the downfall, but it's just like, just seeing like how this stuff happens, you know, because you always think like, oh, people live this like wonderful life,
mm-hmm.
Above board life. Oh, you know, he's a successful lawyer and they're just been so rich and he's 80 something years old. You, first of all, would you ever imagine an 80 something year old doing like committing a crime?
So the allegation is that Charm Girardi, just so that I'm clear,
yeah,
was obviously he's a lawyer. He does big cases. He's winning cases.
Right.
And he's taking all the money and not giving it to the people that he won the case for?
Exactly. Okay. So he's winning these huge class action lawsuits. And what I think is he got caught up in the pandemic. In the pandemic, he had been running this Ponzi scheme for a long time.
Okay.
And it caught up to him because of the pandemic. Because when the court shut down and there were like no more cases to be had for okay. like a long time, there was no more money for him to give to the people who were owed money. So
okay.
let's just say, for example, he wins a $100 million case for the defendants
mm-hmm.
Of a plane crash, right? So okay. apparently they're like plane crash victims, you know, fire victims, stuff like that. So he wins this $100 million. The company pays the $100 million to Tom's firm,
okay.
but Tom does not give the $100 million to the victims.
Okay, so I'm feeling strongly Erica had no idea this was happening.
Oh, I firmly believe that.
Like, oh, okay. Okay.
Right. I firmly believe that just because, and we'll have to see what ABC has come up with.
Right.
But, you know, I had a friend that was running a Ponzi scheme. He stole money from me and a whole bunch of our friends. And not until he committed suicide did we realize what was going on. And it wasn't just me. It was people that he interacted with every day. We were like completely shocked. And even though it was on a much smaller scale, it was just, sometimes you look at someone, you're like, no, you wouldn't even think that they were capable of doing something like that.
Right.
So I really think if Erica was with him for forever, however long, how would she know
right.
that he was doing this? Like, what would have made her think that something was wrong?
Nothing. I think clearly she did not know. And she was probably blindsided like we were.
Right.
I can say that right now, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is airing.
Right.
I believe she talks about it as much as she possibly can, but not really sure what she says.
But I think everything goes down while they're filming. Like, everything hits the fan.
That's a plot twist.
Right.
Yes.
While they're filming.
That's ratings.
Because right now, what we're seeing, they're still married, right? There's no divorce filing or anything like that.
Oh, I thought she filed.
On the air? No. I'm saying what we're seeing.
Oh, right. So on the show currently, correct.
Like, all's good in the hood.
All's good in the hood.
Right.
Yes.
And I think we're going to see it blow up. Woo. And it's so crazy. It's like, I'm just a viewer, y'all. I'm not, don't even like, I'm just a viewer.
And I can't say, disclaimer, I love Erica. I think she's a bad bitch. Like, she is quintessentially like somebody you might aspire to be. Like, she's amazing.
Yes. She is super bad. And I was so happy because when we met her, well, when I met her, you had already met her.
Yeah.
But when we were in LA for Andy's baby shower, and it was the first time I met her, she was like the nicest housewife
yes.
out of everyone.
Right. She, and the richest.
Yeah. Well, right. Well, at that time.
But Ponzi scheme money.
Okay, sorry. Okay. But no, but the fact, like, she was just so warm, hospitable. Remember after the baby shower, she was like, you know, oh, come with us. We're going to the bar. Like, we went to the bar. She made sure we were straight. She was like,
amazing.
She was amazing. And she didn't feel like, you know, even though you look at her, she looks like money. She didn't feel like someone that thought that they were better than anyone because of her money.
Right. No, she's a real girl's girl.
Yeah.
And somebody that you definitely want to hang out with for sure.
Yeah. So I mean, I wish her well in all of this, but it is very juicy.
The juice.
And I cannot wait for this ABC special. I'm going to be there with my popcorn.
Oh my gosh. Okay. People who are not in the Bravo space, in the Bravo world, okay, that are very intriguing to us right now, Ben and Jen.
Yes.
Bennifer is out here hot and popping, honey.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, I was very devastated. I don't want to say devastated. That sounds loser-ish. But I was very upset when they broke up years ago.
When Jen and Ben broke up 17 years ago,
yes.
Robin Dixon was upset.
I was upset. Okay. I believed it. I thought they were so cute together. I felt like that was maybe the time when Jennifer felt more relatable to us.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like they were just, remember they did like an interview. I don't know. It was ABC, whatever.
Right.
You saw her in the house cooking with him. And she just felt more real to me at that time.
Okay. I was still holding on to her and Puffy. So maybe I was the only one.
I mean, maybe somebody else. But remember, didn't he like win the whole that gun thing?
I know. I know. Yeah, but I was still holding on for them to get back together. Okay. Mm. But before we talk about Ben and Jen, we got to talk about Jen and A-Rod. Yes.
Yes.
Because that ended. Nobody saw that coming. Did anybody see it coming?
I mean, well, no, we didn't. Because they seemed like this happy family.
Right.
The kids were always together. And yeah, I didn't see that coming at all.
I saw it coming. I just want everybody to know. I saw it coming.
You just said nobody saw it coming.
Except me. Okay. Now, I have said from day one that Alex Rodriguez, and I don't know this, is bad in bed. Okay. He is not good in bed. I don't know if this is true. I'm putting it out there.
Why do you think this?
I don't know. I think this because she never had a smile on her face. They have been dating for 4 years. Jennifer has not smiled when she's with him. And I feel like she looked at him one day and was like, you know what? I'm not spending the rest of my life with somebody who can't like break my back out. She's not doing that. Okay.
I mean, so why would she even start the relationship with him?
Because it, you know, he has all the things on paper, okay? He's a humongous sports star. He understands the celebrity life. He's got money in his pocket. She doesn't have to take care of him. He speaks Spanish.
She can only date celebrities.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Clearly. He speaks Spanish. Her kids speak Spanish. So right. Thanksgiving dinner, he can talk to
That's
her mama.
Perfect. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
I think she was just like, I'm not doing this. She looked at all of the attributes in a man and she was like, I'm going to overlook bad in bed. And then she said, I can't take it no more.
So that was it. That was it.
That was it. This is my Giselle's, what do you call it?
Theory. Can anybody attest to this? If anyone wants to chime in,
let me know.
Us, yes. DM us, let us know what you know.
Yes. Okay. So then they break up. And she said to herself, who is good in bed?
It's good in bed.
And it was Ben. And guess what? She walking around with a big smile on her face. Y'all see those paparazzi pictures? She has a smile on her face. She's like, yes, he is getting it in. He is turning me on. He is breaking my back out. Now, I don't see Ben having a big one, but he is doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay, so that makes me wonder, like, why did they break up in the first place? Because I feel like how quickly they got back together.
Yeah.
It was almost as if they had been like yearning for each other. Like they had been waiting for this moment to get back together.
Okay. So my theory on that, you know, I always got a theory, is that he was struggling. I think he was going through his own demons.
When they were together?
I don't know, Robin. It sounds good. Like he was going through his own personal issues.
And she couldn't. She didn't want to deal with it.
Remember the whole movie flopped and she, you know, she don't do flops very well. She doesn't handle
She's
that well.
A few. I mean,
She's okay. Anyway, I'm here for Jen and Ben. Because Jennifer looks happy.
Yeah.
And she hasn't had a smile, like I said, in about 4 years. Okay. And that was A-Rod's fault.
I wonder how her kids feel.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Let's call them and ask them.
Because they seem like the whole family unit seemed like really happy with Jen and A-Rod.
Yes.
Were they J-Rod?
I don't know.
So now we're back to Bennifer.
I'm here for the Bennifer.
Bennifer? I'm here for Bennifer. I hope it lasts. I hope we finally get to see the wedding that we never got.
Yes. Remember, and I want to see it. Remember they did a wedding? She did a wedding and she it was in a backyard and she hit the whole thing.
Wasn't that Jennifer Aniston?
No, that was Mark Anthony. That was her with Mark Anthony.
Oh, her with Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Girl, she been through some people.
Let me tell you something. She got, let me call her and she need to write a book. How you get about 8 rings and 4 weddings?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, when you J-Lo, you could do that.
Hey, shoot. Hey. All right. Okay. Now, I know you haven't seen this, but I saw the show, The Shop, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That LeBron James does. I believe it's on HBO and he talks, he's in a barbershop. They act like they're getting haircuts. They're not. And he's talking to, you know, name personalities and right. entertainers.
Big people.
So this big person this particular week was Jay-Z.
Mm.
And I'm a Jay fan. If Jay's coming to town, I'm definitely at the show. But he made me look at him in a whole nother way because he started talking about his relationship with Blue and him kind of being a dad. And just, you know, Jay sometimes seems to be a bit, not conceited, but like
arrogant.
Yes.
But right. in a good way.
Yeah.
In a, I'm that dude.
Yes.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. I've been there, done that way.
Right. So to hear him say that, he was trying to tell Blue, like he was, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame and she could care less, but not mad about it, but right. like, I'm a dad. This is my daughter. Of course she doesn't care.
Right.
Was beautiful to me.
Right. That's like a down to earth moment. And honestly, I feel like Jay-Z, had Jay-Z had children when he was younger,
right.
he might not be that same type of dad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I feel like it's like he had to live that life and just, you know, kind of go through the whole music industry as Hove.
Yeah.
And then have a child, you know, a little bit later in life that will like humble him and keep him down to earth.
Yes. And it seems as if he's just like a hands-on dad. And I really wanted Blue to be like, but mommy's better than you.
Right.
I really wanted Blue to say that. But, you know, that's why she's not right. my child. But, you know, I feel like there is no competition there. And if it is, it's like friendly competition. You know, he respects B. She respects him. And the kids are just being treated as their children.
Right. Normal children. Hopefully they're trying to like help them live the most normal life possible.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine being the children of Jay-Z and Beyonce?
No.
Like, what?
I'm just coming out an asshole.
Right.
I'm just like, and what? Y'all know who my parents are? And
exactly.
what?
You can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me a
then
thing.
Then my mama is Mama Tina.
Yes.
And my auntie is Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. Where's my peanut butter, you know, and jelly sandwich? Get it for me. Where's my sippy cup? Get my sippy cup. Like, I'm acting like a complete asshole.
Can you imagine?
I could not imagine. But you know what? That Tina, she doesn't play.
I love her.
I love her to death.
She's
and I feel like she's going to make sure everybody stays majorly humble.
Right. I mean, right. Because you can see her daughter is Beyonce.
Yeah.
And her daughter is humble and sweet.
Yes.
From what we can see. So, you know, Mom Tina did an awesome job raising her children and keeping them humble in that crazy industry. And
yes.
So I'm sure Beyonce and Jay-Z's children will be great people.
Right.
I cannot wait to see what their talent is. You know, like, I cannot wait for this talent.
We've seen Blue. Blue got a Grammy or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And for the record, I'm very proud to say my children are named after Sean Corey Carter.
Okay.
I'm going to need everybody
to explain that to the people. Can you explain that to the people? Because you have two children. One is Corey. One is Carter.
Yes. Yes. So Juan and I are huge Jay-Z fans.
Okay.
Like, you know, if we could have a wedding song, it's going to be to a Jay-Z song. You know what I mean?
It's going to be the 99 Problems and a bitch ain't one. Okay.
But when I was pregnant with Corey, my first, we were just going through, you know, you're just thinking like, what names do we, you know, what names resonate with us,
okay.
right? And so first we would go down the list because Juan plays the video games. And so as he's playing the video game, he's like scrolling through the players. And so we'd be like, you know, Edward, no, James, no. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes, okay.
as the players on the screen. And then we started getting to our favorite entertainers and rappers.
Okay.
So we're like Jay-Z. We're like, well, we're going to Jay. No, we were like, oh, Sean, Corey, Carter. We're like, Corey.
Oh, Corey is Jay-Z's middle name. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So when we were just, you know, trying to figure out these names that we like, we decided we liked Corey out of our favorite rappers.
Okay.
So then, you know, I'm pregnant with my second child.
Right.
We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but we're like, okay, we want it to be a C name. So then we go down a list again, and we were like, Sean, Corey, Carter.
Yep, this is the worst. Okay. I really wish I could have chimed in when they were making these decisions. But no, I get it.
But that flows, Corey and Carter.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, if I had a third child, I'm not naming them Sean.
No, because it's going to be a girl, and you're going to name her Giselle. That's what's happening. Okay. Anyway, the last thing about this thing with LeBron James, the shop, I just want to say a disclaimer. Like, I used to completely hate LeBron James. And I want to say that he has won me over.
Oh, good.
Yes. I just felt like, as far as the athlete is concerned, he was just a spoiled brat.
Yes.
I'm not winning in Cleveland. I got to go to Miami. Oh, I won in Miami. I got to go to LA. Yes. I mean, it was just like, you're a spoiled brat. And
ouch, that's a foul. Yeah.
But he has done more in like the Black community than probably most of them combined.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the NBA combined.
He is an awesome role model.
Yes.
As an athlete for these young guys. And I really think LeBron kind of, do you remember like the NBA used to be about like baggy clothes?
Yes.
And like, you know, just the, you know, some of them had the attitudes. And now you've seen a change in just the culture of the NBA.
Yeah.
And I really think LeBron had a lot to do with that.
Yes. And I am so very happy that he speaks his mind. He speaks up. He's, you know, all like about like the Black Lives
social
Matter.
Social justice stuff. Yeah.
Social justice. And we couldn't get like of my generation of the Michael Jordans and the Charles Barkleys, like we couldn't get them to like really be on the right side of right when it came to talking about social justice.
Right.
And so LeBron, you have won Giselle over. I am now a fan.
Yes. Good job, LeBron. That's very hard to do. Okay.
Yes. Not that you care at all. All right. Anyway, moving on. Okay. You were talking earlier about UFOs. That has been in the news lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I see now there's like some congressional report that they're going to come out with about UFOs. They can't say that the UFOs are not alien technology. They can't eliminate that because apparently some people in the Navy have spotted some unidentified flying objects and they're just like, we cannot say that it's not an alien.
Okay, okay.
So this kind of leads us to our Have You Ever segment.
Have you ever?
Dun, okay. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so this will be a reoccurring segment for Reasonably Shady. And it is, have you ever?
Oh,
so
yes.
Robin.
We have so many fun topics to talk about. So like we literally went down a list and had to like save some for later. So
we're
going to have fun with this.
Okay.
But have you ever seen a UFO?
No. Have you?
Kind of, sort of. So let me tell you the story.
Okay. Please explain.
So Juan was in the NBA playing for the Wizards. So this was somewhere between 2002 and 2005.
Okay.
And he was coming home from the club or wherever, I don't know, at like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Okay. So where are you all?
So we're in Silver Spring.
Oh, you're okay. You're in
Montgomery
Maryland.
County, Silver Spring. So I'm in the bed and he calls me at like 4 in the morning and he's like, Robin, go look outside. There's something flying over top of the house and it looks crazy. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And I'm like, sleep. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, I'm for real. Cause he's like driving up to the house and he sees something hovering over our house that he says, you know, is larger than a helicopter and like, you know, kind of round in shape.
Right.
And so I run to the bathroom window and as I'm pulling the curtain, the blinds back, I hear this noise like, whoosh.
Okay, do that noise again. Do that noise again. I want one more time.
I hear this noise like, whoosh. And at that same time, Juan is like, it just flew away. And I was like, I literally heard it fly away. Like, it was like the craziest, loudest, like so much bass in it.
Okay.
And it flew away.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So I heard one.
You heard
Juan
it.
Saw it. Yes.
Okay. But this is the like important question. Like, does Juan do edibles?
No.
Like, was he driving home like
no,
high?
No, even if he did, I heard it.
Okay. Okay.
It was literally like the noise was something. So I've never heard a noise like that before or after or since. It was literally like, ooh.
Okay. All right.
So it was like, it was almost like it knew that I was coming to the window to like see it. And because it was as soon as I was like pulled the curtain, the blinds back, it like whooshed away.
Wow. Okay. They say that they are seen a lot on the West Coast.
Okay.
Like Portland, Oregon, Utah, those areas. But I definitely believe in UFOs. I definitely believe, you know, we just can't be, humans just can't be the only people that are created.
Right. But how come we haven't how come we aren't UFOs on some other planet? Like, where are these?
Oh.
First of all, astronomy class is mind blowing. I don't know if you took an astronomy class.
I did.
It is so mind blowing and it's hard as hell. And I got an A in it because I was so intrigued.
Okay.
But it's like the universe is so vast and big. So it's like, where the hell is this? Where are these aliens coming from?
Well, I mean, like, they have what, in 8 other planets they can come from?
Yes, but all these other planets aren't really livable unless, well, I guess these aliens
are— Well, they're livable to them.
To them. I guess they're livable to them. But why can't we become a UFO on their planet?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Right? Are we just like that inferior?
But I do believe we could be that inferior, but I do believe there's other life forms. Now, their spaceship situation is a whole nother thing. Like, how'd you make the spaceship?
Exactly.
Where'd y'all get the metal from?
All of that.
And the gas.
Like, what is, we need to find out.
Yes.
I want to see this report. This report is coming out like June 25th or something.
Okay.
And
okay.
I want to see it.
And we will come back and talk about the report. Second, have you ever?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been kicked out of an airport or off of an airplane? Because I have not, Robin.
You have not?
No.
You follow the rules at the airport?
I follow the rules. There was one time that the lady, I was late for a plane and the lady like kind of slammed the door on my face.
Oh God, this happened.
And I started
so many times.
Banging on the door like a mad woman, like, and she never opened the door.
She didn't open the door.
No.
So fortunately for me, before the era of like, everyone pulling their cell phones out and uploading crazy videos onto Instagram.
Right.
I did get kicked out of the airport.
Because
Security walked me out of the airport.
Not security. Security. Okay, so we know Robin's a juvenile delinquent. Now she got a little older. She's getting on planes and being kicked out of an airport. Okay.
I'm telling you, having kids really changed my life. This is before I had kids. It kind of simmered me down some, but I was always ready. I was like, you know, it's that Aries energy. Like, you know, I'm real chill, laid back until you piss me off.
Right.
And you piss me off and it's like, rah!
Yes.
Okay. So in the airport, we were in Bangor, Maine. I don't know if anyone has ever been to Bangor, Maine.
Never been there.
No offense to Bangor, Maine, but we were like the only Black people in Bangor, Maine, and we could not wait to get out of there. We took Juan's brother up there to go to prep school, and we were flying back home, and Juan lost his wallet. And for whatever reason, at that time, this flight, whatever, you had to show them your proof of payment.
Okay.
So because we booked the flight using Juan's card, we get to the check-in desk and the lady's like, I need to see your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ma'am, he lost his wallet. We don't have his wallet. We don't have his ID. We have nothing. And she's like, well, I can't let you get on this plane. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I could not wait to get out of that town.
Right.
It was just like,
that sounds a little racial profiling to me.
It was the Twilight Zone. Yeah, it was great. She's like, I can't let you on this plane. And I'm like, please, we lost the credit card. Like, I'll pay for it with mine. Like, something, just like, help us. Help me here. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not letting you on the plane. And so I took my purse and like swung it and hit the counter. I said, we need to get on this plane. We gotta go home. And then I took, it was like the it was like pamphlets on the counter, and I hit the pamphlets on the ground, and Juan is looking at me with his mouth open, and Juan's best friend is there with us, and they're like, what do we do? And I'm like, I gotta go.
What?
I wanna go home.
I'm like, Robin is psychotic.
I'm swinging.
Robin's going crazy.
I'm swinging my purse all over the place. And so the lady, you know, picks up the phone and calls to get security.
Yeah. I'm calling security on you too. You went nuts.
I went nuts. Like, seriously nuts. Like,
right.
They had to hold, like, Juan and his best friend Kevin had to hold me back because I was like, but that's how bad I wanted to go home.
Right.
Like, I just wanted to go home.
Oh my God. I don't have anything to top that. I mean, I've been kicked out of a couple clubs, but goddamn, an airport.
Yes.
Okay.
I probably, if I went back to the airport today, they probably would be like, red alert, get her out of here.
Yes. Bangor, Maine.
Bangor, Maine. Yes.
Robin Dixon will never be back.
Yeah. So we had to rent a rental car, drive 2 hours to the next closest airport, which is Portland, Maine, and fly home.
Damn. Y'all couldn't even really go back and like get on a plane and leave.
No, we had to go. Like, they were literally like, get out. Get out. Security walked us out. Get out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
Yeah. So anyway, that's another crazy story.
Yes.
Of me.
Yes.
Okay. So I've always wondered.
Yes.
I've been very curious because I watch a lot of, you know, ID channel and stuff.
Okay.
But has anyone ever cut up a dead body?
I have.
What?
What do you mean you have? I've cut up several dead bodies.
What?
Okay.
Where?
Okay. So.
Psychopath?
To know me is to know that I have like a very big science background.
You do?
And math. Yes, what? I'm smart. Okay. I'm smarty pants, whether you like it or not.
You sure about that?
I'm sure. Okay. Okay. So anyway, when I was in like high school, my dad got me this internship and I was working at the medical institution, Walter Reed. Uh-huh. And my internship for the summer was to help with autopsies.
Oh my God.
So.
Did you have aspirations to be a doctor?
My father was just like, you need to get paid.
Okay.
And stop taking my money.
Oh my
right.
God.
So I was like, and he, you know, my father worked for NASA.
Okay.
And he was easily able to get me this internship. Okay. So the first day, I remember, was a black man. And they rolled him in. And black skin, once it's dead, turns like white. Or like gray.
Like ashy.
It turns horrible.
Did you put lotion on
it? And so I started. So they were. No, I did not lotion the dead body. But they were trying to, the scientists and the doctors were trying to like really prepare me, because I'm like, who's this young kid? And they were like, you know, have you done this before? And I lied. And I was like, oh yeah.
Have you done it before?
Oh yeah, I've done this before. Like I did one last week. I had just started.
Oh my God.
And they were like, okay, you're going to be okay? And I was like, oh, I'm going to be fine. So they roll him out and they roll the sheet off of him. And I was like, holy crap. And I was like,
oh my God. What? Was he like
sound like
like
I'm about to
you were throwing up in your mouth.
Yes. But
what happened to him?
So the autopsy was, all the autopsies that we did was to find out why that person died.
Okay.
So what was interesting was, what they do is they take the person, they cut them down from the throat to the pubic area. They open them up, they take all the organs out, they put the organs on the table, and then they roll the body out. Disgusting.
Oh my
okay.
God.
And we would find out that, okay, we think that this person died of a heart attack, but they really died because
they were poisoned or something.
They, you know, something was in their stomach and the stomach got constricted. And, you know, it was very interesting, the different reasons why people died outside of what you thought they died
right.
from.
Okay.
Yes. But it was, once the body is actually gone, it's just like the bloody organs on the table. It's cool. But when the body gets rolled in, I can say,
Did it smell?
No, no smells.
Okay.
The white bodies were better because they didn't get that ashy look. That ashy look really did me in. I felt like I was going to pass out.
Really?
Yes, because I was like, you know, you see that this person would never look this color.
Right.
And you're like, what? See, like when they roll the white people in, that ashy look.
Right.
That they could look like that.
They
all
already
the time.
Look like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No offense, white people, but that's how y'all look. Okay. So yes, I have cut up several dead bodies.
Cut them up.
I'm very smart. Thank you very much. And I can tell you stomach, intestines, lungs, heart. I can identify.
You can identify the organs.
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Wow.
I am smart.
I'm impressed.
You should be. All right. So I have another question. Have you ever skipped out on a bill, Robin Dixon? Because I have a feeling with your background and all the nonsense that you done told us about, you have.
Believe it or not, I have not.
What? And I have.
And you, what? See, look at you.
I'm over here, goody two shoes. Okay. So I was in college. And we went to, it was like a group of us, like maybe like 10 of us. Because I want y'all to understand, I pays my bills. Giselle's pays her bills. However, this particular
First
day.
First of all, can I just stop you? In college, a group of 10 college students at a restaurant is a waitress's nightmare.
Yes, it's problematic.
Okay.
It's very problematic. And it was like after a party, we were at like Cracker, but it was after like a day party.
Okay.
Before they were called day parties. I think they were all just like happy hours.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, so we're eating. And so then it starts going, the table gets like silent. And then somebody whispers like, all right, we're leaving.
Oh my God.
And I was like, we're leaving?
No.
Where are we going? And they're like, all right, this is one at a time. All right, you go. you leave first. Me leave first? I'm not leaving. We're paying the bill. Okay. So long story short, I was peer pressured into leaving because if I stayed, A, I would have to pay for the whole bill.
Right.
B, and which I didn't have the money for. And B, it would have made everybody else look bad. But if we all left, then we all wrong.
Okay, so you left one at a time.
Yes.
When you walked out the door, did you go sit in the car and wait?
No.
Did you like,
hell no. It's the getaway. It's the getaway.
So it was like, so did people run? Okay, how many cars did y'all take to this place?
I cannot remember, but I remember I was like, I for damn sure ain't gonna be the last one leaving the table. So I left like the third person. Oh, I was out of here.
So did you ever find out from the 10th person, like,
what happened?
Yeah.
No, because it's one of those things you don't ever talk about it again.
So I think, you know, you never know when karma's going to hit you. So I feel like you should go back to that restaurant.
And pay
your bill.
It was like Cracker Barrel or something in Hampton, Virginia. And guys, I'm sorry. And it was 20 something years ago. And I will pay y'all one day when I'm back.
That probably happens so often.
Yes.
Like, but they need to have like a security guard on ready at the outside. Like, where you think you going? And we ain't falling for this. Like,
oh God. All right. We have a couple more. All right. So Robin, have you ever walked in on people having sex?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I think I did.
Okay.
And I want to call my mom and see if I'm right.
Because it was your mother?
I think it was. So let me.
And your father?
Yes.
And we're about to clarify this now?
Yes.
Jeez.
She doesn't even know I'm calling. All right.
This is bad.
I hope. Okay.
This is bad.
Do you think?
Okay. While you're calling her, I'm just going to say mine was at C Spice in Miami, and I walked into the bathroom and they was getting it in. Okay.
Let's see if we can hear her.
Hello.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear her.
Okay. Mom.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
On my way home.
Okay, so I'm recording my podcast right now, so you are being recorded. But okay. I have a burning, embarrassing question that I need to ask you, and I need you to confirm that I'm right, okay?
Okay.
Are you listening? Okay, so yeah. I have this memory from when I was little, from when we lived on Prince George Road. And I remember waking up in the morning and... and walking to your room, and Dad was on top of you. And I said something like, "What's happening? What are you doing?" And you said, "I have to go pee, and he won't let me get up. He won't let me get up." And y'all were laughing. And at that time, I didn't really put two and two together. But when I was older, one day, I think I was just like driving or in the shower or something. And like a light bulb went off in my head. And I was like, wait a minute. He wasn't trying to stop her from going to the bathroom because she had to pee. They were having sex.
I have no comment.
You know what? That is the best thing for you to say. No comment. And for the record, I told Robin not to call you. Like, no. This is none of our business.
Whether that is true or not, whatever.
You
I
can't
have no comment.
You cannot confirm that. Bob, come on now. I'm not like I fell for it. I want to say good job.
Robin,
that was
Robin, huh? I have a birthday today.
This is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday! Listen, Robin should not be calling you with this on your birthday.
Expect me to remember something like that long ago?
I was just trying. You remember some other things. I mean, you could remember something like that because that's like for me as a parent, that would have been a mortifying moment. So I feel like I would have remembered that no matter how old I was.
It must not have happened.
I think it did. I'm telling you now. I know it did. And I'm, and I'm sticking to it. For whatever reason, I have never forgotten that. I literally was like, wait a minute. She didn't have to pee.
Every time you look at me,
no.
You expect me
Yes, I'm so devastated that I walked in on you all having sex.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that was it. We got it. We got to get back.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It happened. I'm telling you, it happened. I know for sure what happened. Okay. All right.
Okay,
but that was a very good excuse, and I'm going to use it if I ever need to. Thank you.
Oh. All right.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. We're wrapping up.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Robin. You are the most worst, if that's even possible, daughter I've ever met. You are a horrible daughter.
I mean, okay, like sex is natural. Why is
it
like,
is natural?
It's like she's embarrassed to admit that she.
Of course,
sex.
She's embarrassed to admit you're her child. And people will be listening.
And I'm 42.
Okay, fine. All right. Like, Mama should have been like, yeah, I was getting it in. That
I
was
know.
Me.
Well, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
You, me too. Okay. Oh, my God. Happy birthday to your mom. That was a wonderful birthday present.
Yes. Yes.
Jeez Louise. All right. I believe that is our show.
That was fun. I hope you all enjoyed that.
That was our Reasonably Shady show. And for the record, Robin was way more shady in this episode than me.
You think so?
Yes. You called your mother and asked her, did she have sex?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's true.
Yes. Okay.
That's true.
But yes.
It was reasonable. Okay. I had a memory. It's a memory and I had to get it out of my chest. But hey, we had fun doing this. I hope you all had fun listening to it. So please, like, message us at Reasonably Shady, at RobinDixon10, at Giselle Bryant. Let us know what other have you ever questions you might have for us. Mm-hmm. And we want to see, like, you know, let's get this have you ever party going, because it's actually kind of fun.
All right. That is our show. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Reasonably Shady.
Talk to you soon. All right, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.